Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander with another little discussion on finances, money, investing, etc.
And the markets.
And I'm going to say what I tried to say last week, and Leanne laughed at me about the richest man in the United States who bought long-term care is Warren Buffett. Now I'm happy. I'll be able to say it.
Well, he said the name. No, where did you said the state he lived in, or
yeah,
something? I'm thinking. I don't know where
he's
going.
I know his partner's name,
this.
But I couldn't think of his name. Anyway, let's go on, Leanne.
Anyway. I think Warren likes this market, too.
Warren's a good big in the market.
We are into earnings season, and that's always exciting, especially when you're not sure what exactly is going on with the Fed and what's happening with the economy and the whole thing. We know that our economy has been strengthening, and we know that unemployment has dropped, the manufacturing is picking up, housing has dropped some, and we also know that the stock markets are really liking what's going on out there. There's a lot of money sitting with the corporations, and they have been adding extra to the person's dividend because they have to spend somewhere, and a lot more in mergers and acquisitions. So there's been a lot going on, but there's also been a lot of turmoil over in Europe. Europe was coming out of everything really nicely when all this stuff in Ukraine started to happen. And so there's a lot of little things that are going on out there that have been very discomforting. But basically, the markets have been reacting well. If the market goes down a little bit, it seems to pop right back up. And we're seeing a nice earnings season.
Now, yeah, interesting you bring that up, because it looks like you get a day of a little bit down, the next day is down quite a bit, and then the third day it's down a little bit, and then bounces right back up and it recovers all the losses and continues to grow for a few days again.
It has resilience right now. And I know a lot of people say, well, I'm getting nervous. Should I be in the market? Should I be in bonds? But you've got to understand that when you're looking at stocks, you're looking at investing or being owner of a company. And if you think of it that way, ownership in some of these companies are a very good idea. With a bond, you are not doing that. You are borrowing the company money so that the company can use that money to do things. And needless to say, they're going to pay you back interest. So what would you rather be?
An owner?
An owner or a debtor.
That's exactly right.
And you have to think about that. Now, this doesn't mean that you don't have some bonds in the portfolio, because you can if you really feel comfortable with that. But you must think about the fact that you need some diversification in your portfolio. And if you're looking for growth with the possibility of income, then you're looking at the stock market. And the stock market will probably have a nice big run yet to go. Now, I know it's been longer than anticipated, but we also see very good signs to continue with the market for a while. When the Fed starts to change their mind and some things change with the bonds, and if they start to raise interest rates, then we have to look at another different scenario. So that's why when you set up your portfolio, you've got to think about all these things that are going on out there. And when you think about all these things that are going on out there, you have to look at your situation. How are you set up? How are you diversified? What are your goals? What are your objectives? One of the questions that recently came to me was, I have a stock certificate that I inherited from my parents. Now, what is this stock? What should I do with the stock certificate? Do I keep it? Or do I go to a broker-dealer and put it with the broker-dealer and not hold on to the stock certificate? The thing you have to remember is, if you have a stock certificate and you lose it or something happens to it, you need to go back to the company and get it reissued, and that can be a very expensive proposition. If it's already registered with a broker-dealer, then that's a much easier situation as to how you handle that. But if you've got a bunch of stock certificates, you don't want to play games with them and lose them. We do know of one person who had inherited some stock certificates, didn't realize what he had there, and he had them laying all over the place.
Stuck in a drawer, folded up in the newspapers.
At the bank.
Somewhere in the bank. And then they found some more, and they stuck them in another drawer.
And it happened to be Medtronic when it first came out. Now, there they even had to figure out what kind of a cost basis, and it had split, and it had done all these things. But if they'd had it with a broker-dealer right away, they would have been able to keep track of it better. So think very carefully. If you're going to have stock certificates, handle them very carefully. Keep them in your safety deposit box, whatever, and be sure your family knows what's going on with them, because if they don't, they may not know what they hold.
One of the other questions we're starting to get again are, I have an IRA, and what do I do with it? How do I take all the money out? Or if I had a 401k, how do I transfer it out? So let's talk a little bit about transfers and rollovers, et cetera, Leanne, because people are always confused about that.
Well, one of the things that people look at is they may be going to think about retirement, and then they get some options. And one of the options is, I can take money from my retirement in a lump sum, and if you do that, that's a taxable event unless you roll it over into an IRA.
So let's just stop right there. So if you're in a retirement account, and the company comes to you and said, okay, you're out of here, you're gone. What do I do with my money? You can take the entire amount. Might be $200, might be $400, might be $600,000. But remember, that is 100% taxable in this year.
Unless you roll it to an IRA.
Or transfer it over to an IRA.
And they will give you the option to also most likely transfer it directly to an IRA, which you should have set up and have that all ready to go, and then you can just transfer it from one company to another. You just have it requested. You fill out the paperwork for the company where it's coming from, and then you have the account over here, and you just transfer it directly over.
And then there are no current taxes due because you went to a like account.
You do have 60 days in which to roll over a lump sum, but you better be very careful about that, because what happens if you forget about it and don't get it in within that time period? Then you will have a taxable event. So be very, very careful how you handle that.
It's best not to put it in your own hands.
There's another thing that will come out, Darwin, and this is something where you get payments. It's like an annuity.
Well, that's what many retirement accounts will offer you, several options. Number one, take the entire money out.
Correct, that's fine. The lump sum.
Take your lump sum.
Or the transfer is a second.
Or you can transfer it someplace else. And then you kind of watch it, or your financial advisor watches it, or somebody watches it for you. Or then they'll give you the option of taking income stream off this money. Now, one of the things you've got to remember is when you take an income stream, you have to have your spouse involved, because the laws don't want the spouse excluded from this income stream. It happened many, many times where the husband would sign his wife's name and take the entire amount out, and then he died, and she didn't have any pension at all. So that option is always there, but you could take a lifetime income, and they'll give you the numbers, $2,000 a month, or $3,000 a month for 10 years, or $20,000 a month for 5 years, or whatever.
And there's also the option of doing it like, if something happens, you have the option of having your spouse get a part of it.
One of the things that's very important is to sit down with somebody, a financial advisor or somebody, to see what your other income situations are going to be. What's my Social Security going to be? Do I have other monies? Do I have maybe some annuities that I could take income off of? This all should be rolled together into a master plan, and then you decide what you're going to do.
You have to look at your whole picture. You can't just look at your retirement account as the only thing, unless it is the only thing. You have to look at your whole picture as to your health, your age, what you've got besides your IRA, what you've got in retirement. Do you own property? Do you own property out of the state? There's a whole variety of things that you have to review. But you have to sit down and carefully look at it. You do have another option, and you can quite often just leave it with the company.
But
if
you do that,
don't forget about it. You must be sure that you are aware of what's going on with that plan. And they will come back and talk about pensions and stuff, and sometimes they will let you just leave the money there, and then you can move forward from there. But whatever happens, you have to be aware of where it's at, how it's doing there, what kind of a program you have, and what you need down the line for income and for living purposes.
And has their investments done well?
Correct.
You may look at them after a while and say, wait a minute, this has not been a very good option. They have not done well with their retirement program. I best get it out of here. I have a preference, and I always tell people get it out. But it's not always the perfect answer. But I like to have it out because you never know what's going to happen with the company.
Now, we're going to move on from that, though, and we're going to talk about something else. If you have retired and you are sitting in a lower tax bracket right now because your income has dropped, the question often comes up, you know, I have this IRA out there. It's a good-sized IRA, but I'm not quite ready to pull money from that IRA. But I have, you know, I really could take some taxable income. What about the choice of rolling it from an IRA to a Roth? You're really transferring it from one vehicle to another. That can work very, very well for individuals depending upon their situation. Remember, with the regular IRA, though, when you pull money from it, you are going to pay taxes on what you take out. You therefore can put it into your Roth because you're really rolling it and transferring it over. And it's already been taxed, so that going into a Roth going forward, whenever you decide to take it out, you are not going to have a tax consequence on the other side. But when you're going to do that, be sure you sit down with your accountant and your planner on this so that you don't get stuck in a situation that makes you very uncomfortable and not knowing what's going on. And that tax situation is the important thing. If you quit work, your income is going to drop. You might be taking money from pensions and other things. So you have to determine what your taxable income is right now and what it's going to be next year or the year after, and then decide if you want to roll some into a Roth and be comfortable with that move.
The word some, you don't have to roll it all.
You can
take part of it, and you don't want to get hammered with too many taxes, but you could roll $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 or $30,000 over. And now remember, we're going to pay taxes on that entire 30 as current income.
And you can do some this year and some next year. It depends upon your tax situation.
We'd like to thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show. We are always interested in questions. Email us or here at the station or call us at 651-436-3997.
Or the other number is 651-365-5000.
And give us some suggestions what you would like us to cover, because that really helps us give you some ideas what's best for you. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 952-835-4136. That's 952-835-4136. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.